We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back inside TD Arena, West Virginia wins it, coming from 10 down in the second half to defeat the Clemson Tigers 66-59. We're joined courtside by head coach Bob Huggins. Huggs, congratulations. That was a day's work right there.
Yeah, but that, you know what, Tony? That was the Mountaineers team right there. That's who they're used to seeing, guys that play that hard, compete that hard. And we didn't do that last night, and I think they're as embarrassed as I was. And, you know, when now we go back for 7 straight at home, be great to have that place filled again like it was for Pitt, and make it a fun atmosphere, and let's go win 7 in a row and get ranked again and be considered contenders for national honors.
The way that they played, I think, is exactly as you said, what fans love to see. So along your point there, I do think fans will come out to watch this team play. Walk us through this game, if you would. They jumped on you early. They were making shots. Kind of, what was your thought process going through that first half?
Well, they made shots. I mean, I think you hit it on the head. They made shots, and we didn't make shots early. We were trying to throw it close and establish an inside presence, and we didn't do a very good job of that. And then we gave up 2 layups, and I went crazy in the huddle for, you know, we worked too hard. We spent too much time to give up 2 layups in half court, and we came back out and got after them pretty good.
Okay, second half starts. You're up 1. They jump you again. Why were they able to pull away there in the start of the second half? What was going wrong?
We missed easy shots. I mean, we just missed easy shots. I mean, we had shots in the paint. Shots in the paint, you got to score and get fouled, or at least get fouled. And we didn't do any of that. Yeah, we just didn't really attack the rim. We're going away from them instead of going at them. And then once we started going at them, it became, you know, it was much easier for us to score inside. And then we started, you know, running. Gabe was great, you know. We ran some dribble handoffs with him, and he did a great job of screening without fouling. And, you know, Sean gave up 2 layups down there, and, you know, I set him down for a little while and said, you know, man, that ain't what we do here. And he came back out and played great. He came back out and made shots, made hard shots.
Yeah. He missed his first four in the first half, Hugs. He ended up scoring 15 of your last 23 points. It seemed to us as though as soon as he saw one go in, he said, okay, I'm good.
Well, I think sitting on the bench helped him in the way that he was able to catch his breath. And, you know, Taz was giving us everything he had. He just didn't have a whole lot left.
Yeah.
You know, and so we it's great to have two guys like that. You know, we were going a lot to Taz, and then when Sean came back in, it's like, hey, man, you got to go get us some buckets. And he did a great job for us.
Hugs, what kind of factor was the bench tonight?
I thought they were great. You know, we brought the bigs in. We're playing two point guards. Keaty plays so hard. It's, you know, he gets tired, and I think anybody would get tired when you run play full court the way he does and chase people around. Those two point guards have been really good for us. Keaty makes a big play for us at the basket, makes both free throws. Malik gets it at the rim a couple times, and then all of a sudden they can't cheat the way they were cheating. They were cheating up so much, and then we made shots. And JB made a couple, and then like I said, Sean made shots. We kept balls alive. Gabe was terrific defensively. He was terrific. He made things happen at the defensive end for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things with me is that I start to see. What turned McNeil on for you? The fact that, because when he came out, Hugs, he hit a couple jumpers, but then that guy was, Collins was really bumping up against him. Then he started to put it on the floor and attack the rim. And I haven't seen that so far this season, the way he did it tonight.
Well, if you got a straight line, you might as well take it.
Yeah.
And then he got straight lines. They were really trying to overplay his right hand. And if you remember, he drove it left-handed, finished left-handed.
As you mold this team together, what does a win like this do to a team's mentality and confidence coming back from 10 down?
Well, I think it helps our confidence, but Tony, I think more than anything, they were as disappointed, I think, as everybody else was the night before last. They were disappointed in themselves. They knew that they didn't do what we normally do. They didn't do what the Mountaineer Nation takes so much pride in. You know, we're a state that thrives on working, and people in this state are used to working, and they pay some money, go see a team play. They want to see them work. You know, and I told them that for the game. I mean, right now we're an embarrassment. You know, we didn't play. They came out today. They played.
They did. They did. Congratulations to you. Yeah. Now you've got some time off here until Friday.
I got one day. No, I don't, because I have to be with you two.
Yes,
well,
you
that's
do.
The best day you have of your life, boy.
It's my only day off that week, and I have to be with you,
yes,
JJ.
Yes, you do.
You're pretty lucky, Hugs. I'll tell you what.
We invite our friends to meet
us. That was a great win, Hugs. Great win.
I know you wanted first.
Well,
I have to take third.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we pack Kegler's on Monday, and then why don't we pack the Coliseum for the next 9-0?
Good call. Good call.
Good deal.
Thank you, Hugs. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Mountaineer head coach Bob Huggins. West Virginia wins it by a final score of 66-59.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.